You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Hey, Delaney, how are you?
Morena, I'm very well, thank you.
Just been catching up a little bit more about your fabulous Japan trip, which heard about all the kai last week.
Yes, yeah, it was endless.
It's top of the bucket list for me for a bit of overseas travel.
Yeah.
But you're back, you're busy.
I'm busy.
And you've got a very cool thing coming up at Roses this week. Tell us a wee bit about what this is. Also, what's Roses for people who maybe don't know?
Roses, I think, is amazing because Aucklanders are so fickle. It's like a pop-up dining space. So it's sort of basically a mini restaurant, but it's not open all the time.
Yeah, love it.
So they do private events, and it's a couple, Carl and Ophelia, who run it together. And they host a chef in residence once a month.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so it's people that are often working in food already but don't have their own place, and they just put the menu together. And it's basically like a really fun dinner party, I think.
Oh, that's so awesome.
It's the vibe that I'm getting from their socials.
Kind of a supper club, you know.
Energy. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
That's super cool.
And it is 10 years ago, I triumphantly left my legal career to do pretty much that. Supper clubs and dinner parties and writing about food and things. So I'm honoured that I've been asked to be the chef in residence next week. So I'm doing a dinner party there.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
For anyone who's desperately trying to get along there, it's already sold out.
Yeah, it's a little space.
It's a small space, but a good one to keep an eye on for the future. If that sounds like something you're interested in, follow them on Instagram, I reckon is probably a good place to go away.
Yeah. Roses Dining Room, I think, one word.
What kind of kai are you going to be putting on?
So I haven't done a dinner party for a while, so I've been really excited to put together a menu based on what I love to cook and what I love to eat and some travels,
Yum.
You know, some inspiration from travels.
Nice.
And so I've been looking at what, you know, when you're hosting at home, you sort of got to think about not wanting to spend the whole time in the kitchen.
Yes.
So things like slow cooked meat is really good because you can sort of put it in the oven and forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching MasterChef years and years ago, and they were always like, you know, a cold entree is a good idea for similar reasons, like very simple, don't have to actually be in the kitchen cooking. And then the other thing I learned when I used to do dinner parties was that I'm a sweet tooth, and I would put heaps of effort into dessert.
Yeah.
And by the time dessert came, people would be like
quite full,
or quite drunk, or ready for a ciggy outside.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, "Wait, dessert's coming,
and
it's spectacular."
The best.
And I learned early on to impress people up front. So that's what I try and do too. So I'm gonna slow cook some meat for the meat eaters, and
Yum.
I'm gonna slow braise some vegetables for the vegos. I'm thinking maybe like a caponata kind of situation, like an Italian-y kind of eggplanty tomato.
Yum.
Slow braise-y thing, which is nice for winter anyway.
Totally.
For a sort of nourishing meal that's not soup, because sometimes you don't want to blitz everything. And and then in Japan, I think, I don't know if I talked about it last week, but we visited like a very, very old soy sauce brewery.
Whoa!
Yeah, on an island.
Very
in the
cool.
Middle, sort of walked there, and like, it was about 12 degrees that day. And, you know, when you're traveling with your family, it can get a little tense at sometimes if you're sort of suddenly doing this like 15-minute, I don't know, walk that feels like forever.
Yes.
In the rain on a deserted road.
Yeah.
But alas, emerged out of nowhere was this beautiful old soy sauce factory, and the
amazing.
Smell was just amazing. And they sell their soy sauce at 4 years old. So
it's
been aged for 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And there they serve it on a little bowl of ice cream.
Oh, ooh. Whoa.
Yeah, just a little drizzle. And it was amazing. It was mind-blowing. So
That's like one of those things, I think the first time anyone ever told me, like, you put olive oil on nice, and you're like,
sweet.
Whoa. This feels like same kind of unlocking an umami level I didn't know existed.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I guess for them it's a way to have people try it there on the spot. But it was awesome. So might get a little treat.
Ooh, a little drizzle.
A little taster of that, maybe.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
With that type of soy sauce, I'm imagining it tastes almost totally different to the kind of stuff you'd get in a supermarket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of it is the consistency, I think.
Right.
Like, I feel like the supermarket stuff often feels quite thin.
Mm. Yeah.
And when it's sort of that naturally fermented product, it's a little bit thicker. Yeah, it's just so much more complex. There's a lot more going on.
I learned that
Japan imports a lot of their soybeans for tofu and soy sauce for like commercial level. So this was one of those, you know, old school boutique-y locally grown soy soybeans kind of thing. So
yum, that sounds great. While we're on this topic, I'd very much like to know what the BFM listenership's like go-to show-off dish at a dinner party is.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Please text that in 53955. It can be like glamorous show-off dinner party meal, or it can be like so basic but so like beloved.
Yeah, like
both are good.
As a teenager, banoffee pie was my like go-to. Like very simple cheesecake base, caramel that you've boiled in the tin. Sliced banana, whipped cream, like every time. Yum. That was my go-to.
My friend Devia makes, shout out Steve's, makes the most incredible one of those like crackle kind of things where it's like a salata crackers with caramel and then like chocolate and bits.
Again, the salty, sweet.
Yeah. And it's great because when you sort of finished eating and you are like, ooh, a little something sweet, but like I can't eat a lot now. Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah, like a bowl of apple crumble with cream would sort of tip you over the edge and put you to sleep. But.
Yes. Yeah. Although the problem with this is that it is impossible to stop eating it once you started
eating.
Yeah,
do it anyway.
Yeah.
Got to be done.
What else has been on your sort of Kai radar at the moment?
The other thing has been, I went last week to a masterclass with the Caker, cool. Jordan Rondell. Yeah, and that was through my work with Good Bitches Baking. So I don't know if you know about them.
My grandma's friend is very involved in this, but for people who maybe aren't familiar with Good Bitches Baking, what's the deal?
The premise is it just connects home. It's a charity that connects home bakers with recipient organisations that just need a splash of kindness and good cheer and sweetness in their day.
That's so nice.
Gorgeous. So, for example, I think the neonatal units around the country are a recipient organisation, and then a lot of new mums that go through NICU end up becoming bakers with Good Bitches, which is cool. So it's like a nice circle of
really nice
kindness.
Adorable.
Yeah, so... the masterclass was awesome. Jordan's great. We decorated cakes and, you know, on a group of like 25 people, the artistic differences was, so obvious.
That's
but it
so
was
good.
Amazing. I love how everyone puts their spin on it. You've got all the same ingredients, icing, delicious cream cheese, vanilla bean icing.
Yeah.
And then some lemon curd and bits and pieces. And everyone just was, so different and so cool and creative.
Yeah.
Good Bitches. So, if anyone has, is a baker and doesn't have a recipient, my neighbours used to love it. In Melbourne, I would just drop things on the doorstep, but it is awesome to do it in like a structured way.
Yeah, that's really cool. Mm. And you were saying off air that they have quite a hard time getting people in the middle of the week, is that right?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Lots of bakers want to bake in the weekends, but... Yeah. Lots of the organisations want to receive baked goods during the week. So it's just kind of, finding that balance. But there's chapters all across the country. They've got a pretty solid system. And
it's such a nice thing to do. And I think there is something lovely about, like, if you live in a flat where someone's, like, gluten intolerant or something and it's, like, you can't eat all the bickies yourself.
Yeah.
It's a good way to sort of feel like you're getting them out there to people. We're getting some good suggestions for Kai that people do at their dinner party. Someone says you can't beat a roast chicken, to be honest. Mm. Butterfly it, lemon, garlic, fresh herbs, total crowd pleaser.
Absolutely.
That
and such good flavours. Is it really? Roasting
your
chicken.
I can do it, guys. I put it in the oven.
Good
and,
job.
And
really
it goes with anything. Like you could do, a really simple salad and a nice loaf of bread from your bakery would be good. Or you could, do all the traditional roast veggie sides. Like, it's a really good one.
So someone says big celebration cake as well. Usually chocolate... Don't care if people are full.
I love that attitude
through.
Too.
You're
at my party, you will eat the cake.
Also, we've got a text from someone who says, I'm a dips person, particularly pea and feta whipped dip.
Yeah.
That sounds yummy.
Yeah, pea dip. There are lots of good pea dip recipes online. And the thing is, like, hummus or some dips are now like $6-$7 a tub and they're in plastic. But if you've got a bag of frozen peas in the freezer, it's amazing what you can do.
Exactly.
Oh, see, I went to an event and they catered peas on toast, but like not mashed, just peas on toast. Yes, it was very unnerving. But my flatmate loved it and now we all rip it for liking peas on toast.
Peas on toast, I can actually see that being quite yum, but not something I would necessarily think
or cold.
To make.
I feel like if maybe like some of it is mashed a little bit and there's a yummy cheese and some yummy herbs and maybe garlic and lemon.
But it was just peas on toast.
Was it a dinner?
It was a graduation event. Shout out University of Auckland. What's going on?
Thanks to the University of Auckland. Wow.
Love it.
Oh, this one sounds really good. Dip strawberries in sour cream and then brown sugar.
Ooh.
I would literally never think to do that.
No.
Sour cream.
But I reckon that would be delicious.
I'm interested.
We've also got someone saying cauliflower risotto with spicy anchovy crumb.
Yum. Yes.
Delish.
Crumbed stuff on risotto is so good.
Oh.
Having like, yeah, like I've read, you know, using up your sourdough ends, your loaf of bread ends, yep. stale bread, crisping that up with like garlic or whatever. Anchovy sounds so good.
Delicious. Great suggestions, Delaney. Great suggestions, listeners. We will see you next week.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Food for thought.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
If you would like to get involved with Good Bitches Baking, we'll pop the link to their website up in the podcast so you can go track them down. Or maybe you know someone in your life who you think that sounds like a bit of them. We'll put it all in the podcast so you can find all of that. Thanks, Delaney.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.